Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. Donald Trump indicted again. China and Cuba. Biden's big pride party. And Jack Daniels wins in the Supreme Court. All coming up. Then Bill, here with your message of the day. First, Donald Trump indicted again. The Department of Justice preparing to ask a grand jury to indict Trump for violating the Espionage Act and for obstruction of justice. Ooh, those sound so terrible. Section 793 prohibits gathering, transmitting, or losing any information respecting the national defense. So Biden's Department of Justice is going to charge Trump with a crime for doing the same thing that Biden himself did. The prosecutors are charging him with a crime that gets around the fact that he, as president, can declassify whatever documents he wants. This law has nothing to do with whether or not the documents were classified or not classified. And it's all because the Trump derangement syndrome is so deeply infested in their souls, they will do anything to take him down. And they'll never get it, that this only makes him stronger. At least it always has. Well, this one too. The chief election and campaign correspondent for CBS News says this is a grave, serious case in the eyes of many law enforcement sources. Those who know Jack Smith, the special counsel, say he would never bring charges of this nature unless he had tons of testimony and evidence and is convinced he will win. We'll see. Cuba may allow China to establish a spying facility in Cuba to conduct surveillance on the United States. It's one thing to have satellite surveillance or even spy balloons floating overhead. But having a Chinese outpost 100 miles from our coast, that seems next level. But they see weakness. Joe Biden hosted the largest pride event in White House history last night, celebrating LGBTQ plus families. Biden also announced a new book banning czar who will oversee all the book bans that have occurred in America. And just to be clear, there are no book bans in America. Not a single one. No books have been banned. These are sexually explicit books, which some parents think are inappropriate for third graders. But that is not banning a book. Far from it, that the left is hyperventilating about. In Supreme Court news, the Supreme Court sided with Jack Daniels in a dispute over a dog toy. So this company made a dog toy that looks like a Jack Daniels bottle, but it says Bad Spaniels. And instead of promising 40% alcohol by volume, it promises 43% poo by volume, 100% smelly. A lower court said this is parody, does not violate copyright laws, and the Supreme Court said, yes, it does. Bill O'Reilly will be here with your message of the day next.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Veteran conservative columnist Cal Thomas is scorching Donald Trump in a new article, saying the former president's continued political odyssey will destroy the Republican Party as well as the right wing in America. Mr. Thomas quotes a variety of conservative pundits who believe the same thing. Now, I've known Cal Thomas for decades, and he is an honest analyst entitled to espouse whatever he wants. He writes that he did vote for Trump because he considered the alternatives worse, but is now off the Trump train for good because of the former president's polarizing personality. So my question for Cal is this: would you really pull the lever or lick the envelope for Joe Biden if he's Trump's opponent in 2024? That would be very destructive for traditional America, which Mr. Biden apparently disdains. Yes, Donald Trump is not a doctrinaire conservative. He has no interest in political philosophy. He's a deal maker and governed that way. And in my opinion, was far more successful in creating American prosperity than Joe Biden has been. There are two immediate dangers to conservatives. First, the woke culture is on the march. And if you oppose it, as most conservatives do, you are evil and should be punished. The second is that Biden is weak and America's standing in the world is weakening. That puts the country in peril. So whether you like Trump or not, that's the situation. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, here is the mail. We go to David. Bill, I completely agree with your warning that we shouldn't convict President Biden without knowing all the facts. The three-ring circus of the Trump-Russia collusion fraud is a perfect example of why we shouldn't get ahead of ourselves. Okay, we want our viewers and listeners on the radio to be fair. And most of them are. Laura, thank you for defending Biden's unfortunate trip over the sandbag. Could have happened to anyone. Easier for him, however, because he's a constant state of bumbling. It is true he is a diminished man. There's no question about that. Robert, the rule of law has been destroyed by the FBI and the current Justice Department. The mass media will protect Joe Biden and corruption until our country is totally destroyed. Unfortunately, that's true. Let's hope in 24 we can reverse this insanity. John Coletto, thanks for reminding us that Eric Holder was held in contempt of Congress. My question, in 2025, could a Republican administration prosecute Christopher Wray? No. He has indemnification, prosecutorial discretion. Bill Forrest, Woodbridge, Virginia. I saw a delusional James Comey on TV the other day. He praised Biden and how the government should be honest and fight corruption. Look, Comey, everyone knows who's fair-minded, what Comey is. I think it's MSNBC has hired him. I don't know. It's insane. But we all know. Bill Frazier, Locust Grove. I grew up on Long Island, too, and was a water safety instructor for the town of Babylon in the early 70s. We just missed each other, Bill. I enjoy the no-spin news, but my mother loves you. She is 93 and was a water safety instructor herself. Can you give her a shout-out? Natalie Frazier. Good for you, Natalie, and your son is a good guy. So you're a great mom. That goes together. Natalie was a water safety instructor, and she's 93. God bless you. In a moment, something you might not know.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 19 years ago, President Ronald Reagan died at his home in Southern California. The 93-year-old lived an extraordinary life that began in Hollywood and culminated with two terms in the White House. Here is the story. Born February 6, 1911, in Illinois, young Ronald began acting in high school. He moved to Hollywood in 1937, where he got a job as an extra for Warner Brothers. He soon landed major roles in films like Dark Victory, Storm Warning, and The Killers. After World War II, Reagan served as president of the Screen Actors Guild, waging a public campaign against communist infiltrators in Hollywood. After a handful of box office bombs, Ronald Reagan pivoted to politics. He was elected the governor of California in 1966, where he served until 1975. 4 years later, the popular Republican announced his campaign for the White House. He won the 1980 race with an electoral landslide, 489-49. President Jimmy Carter carried just five states. 2 months after his inauguration, Reagan barely survived an assassination attempt. 4 years later, he won re-election by an even larger margin, 525 electoral votes for Reagan, 13 for Walter Mondale. After two terms in office, Reagan, known as the Gipper, led the USA out of record-high inflation, rebuilt the military, and launched an arms race with Russia that ultimately destroyed the Soviet Union, which was what Russia was called then. The president died in 2004 after a 10-year battle with Alzheimer's. And here's something else you might not know. Ronald Reagan's nickname originated long before his career in politics. Back in 1940, the actor appeared in a film called All American, playing the ill-fated football star, George Gipp. The injured athlete asked his college teammates to win a critical game in his honor. Ronald Reagan's famous line, "Win one for the Gipper." Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. No spin, just facts. We are always looking out for you.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.